Doing a dual type of style content that I'm trying out today. I'm also streaming on Anchor at the same time, audio. So if you don't want to watch the full video of this and you're on Spotify or you're on SoundCloud or you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also listen to it as well. Let me sip this tea real quick. I'm sipping some real herbal tea, and just give us a second while we start to get everything loaded up. I do want to mention some of the things that are in these herbal type ting tea that I'm drinking right now. Elderberry, rose petals, and lavender. And it came in a cool little container. Oh. It's a different, this is a different one, but cool little container like that. What would y'all pay for something like that? Let me know in the comments. Just wondering what if y'all would have paid what I paid. Just curious. What y'all think about the light? Let me know. All right, we're talking stocks, year-end stocks. I'm gonna just jump right into it. Tesla's getting beat down. And I want to talk about the stock that has done well for me. Probably some of the stocks that have done the worst for me this year. Sometimes you just gotta get out there and talk about it. You know, because I have been talking about a lot of stocks and I took some risks like many other people. So I think it's good to just share and then share my thoughts for like the going forward for them and if I'm gonna keep them or if I'm gonna let them go. Also, feel free to share any year-end stocks that did bad for you or maybe year-end stocks that did good for you. I'm not talking about stocks you invested in 1 month. I'm talking about like things you've been holding for the year. Share with the people because, you know, we can always help each other. A lot of people that probably listen to 30 seconds of the video but read the first few comments. So if you give them a gem, I'm cool with that too. All right, it's the end of the year. Tesla is one of the first ones that I got to look at, you know. Shout out to all my Tesla holders, the ones that are holding strong at least, because Elon has been dipping. Let's see. Tesla's currently trading at 112.16, up 2% today so far. And it is 119 as I speak. It's on like a, definitely on like a downtrend the last 5 days, definitely on a downtrend last month, on a downtrend on the last 6 months, downtrend the last 12 months. I mean, I feel like obviously right now with the used car, I don't know if everybody knows, but the used car market isn't hitting, or just the car market is not hitting like what it was, maybe even 6 months ago. Everything's looking spooky, but Tesla's still one of a kind. Like, it's still one of a kind. It's like they haven't even dropped the Tesla truck yet. The SUVs, I feel like them things are gonna hit the streets. If they really come out in 2023, sorry, I'm sipping this tea, it's amazing. If they really come out in 2023 with the Tesla trucks, it's gonna be lit. All my people on the podcast, y'all can't see it, but Google it when you get a chance to. I forgot what it's called, but it just said Tesla, the Google Tesla stock. Can't do everything for you, goddamn. I mean, not Tesla stock, Tesla truck. Currently trading at 112.51. I'm still holding. I hope it goes down a little bit more so I can accumulate, honestly. Because I feel like everything is kind of like, it's all just opinion stuff. Like, is Elon gonna stay focused on Twitter? Like, that's mind your business. That's his company. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do, he can delegate the work. However he wants to delegate it. See, CNBC's running stuff like, I feel like it's all because he bought Twitter. Tesla stock headed for its worst month. They're shorting him. The industry is shorting Tesla. This is the best time to get in. Well, no, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not gonna say it. This is the best time to get in. Ooh. Actually, I gotta finish my tea. Hold on. But I feel like these are all just hit pieces. He's going up against the freaking, I ain't gonna say it, But these are all just hit pieces. Like, what? Tell me where. Let's see. Tell me. Tell me right here, if any of that makes sense. Are you looking at this? Oh no, I gotta move it up a little bit. We gotta make it a little bit. Tell me here. Right, with all them hit pieces. If any of that makes sense. Sorry, my people on a podcast. We're staring at the revenue, operating expense, net income, net profit margin, earnings per share, and everything is in the green. Assets are up, liabilities are up. I see the cash flow. Net income is up. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, that's what I mean. He's battling against a whole different type of other humans. That's what we're out here. Shout out to Elon, though. Hopefully, Tesla. I mean, like I said, I'd be down to accumulate because y'all crazy if you. Y'all crazy. They just did the first semi trucks to Pepsi. Let's see. Tesla, Pepsi, semi truck production. Let's see if they got any hit pieces on this. Look at that. Pepsi Tesla trucks will change cargo haulage forever. Listen to that. Changing, like, this is gonna change the transportation game. What other company is doing it? The last company that tried to do this said they had a model. They pushed the thing down a hill and said that it worked when it didn't work. I hate to sound like a cheerleader, but I mean, I'm always here talking from the perspective of long term. So some people don't got it in them to hold. They don't have the patience. That's why you don't invest what you can't. You know, losing the moment. You gotta be able to be down. And then find the bottom. That's you gotta find the bottom. Because if there's a new bottom, that's more opportunity for you to buy. Since they're raising the interest rates right now, that means there will be more opportunity to buy. Let's see. They got hit with the on live. Live coverage. What type of live coverage I got going on? It capping. No, we can't even do that because I'm on a pod right now. All right, so Tesla is one of them stocks that's like, yeah, it's down, but let's talk about a stock that has done very well for me. Damn, I just blanked out on the stock. Wow, I'm having a moment. It's done literally the best for me. Oh, Outfront. There we go. My bad. Sorry, y'all. A company called Outfront Media. I've been a happy holder of Outfront Media for a while. Do your research on them when you get a chance. Like I said, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just talking about some stocks, end of the year stocks. So, some that have done not so well for me, some that are doing great for me still in this moment, which gives me perspective. And, things maybe that maybe you should do some research on. If you're still thinking, if you're on the edge, if you're in and looking to park some more money. My bad. Wow. This was, wow. Hey, yo. Right. Oh, yeah. Outfront Media, yes. I know y'all see this. Let's see. The last 6 months, down 7%. The last year to date, 40%. and it's probably one of my best performers for the year. Alpha Median is down 40% year to date, and it's one of my best performers. So that means anybody who's only down 40% from top to bottom is probably doing real good. If you snuck in there and got some stuff at that point. But yeah, this has done the best for me. Let's see. It's ad space. It's ad space. But it's going to be interesting to see how they go towards the future. I'm not sure. I got to see how this goes with them and what they plan to do going forward because, you know, is there an end to the billboards that you see or will they just continue to evolve? They may continue to evolve because they all haven't gone fully digital yet. So I still believe in the next 5-10 years of Outfront. But I need to see where the digital ad space is going after that to see if Outfront's going to be worth it, you know, 15-20 years from now. That you have to think long term. I don't know. That's how I be seeing it. Outfront currently trading at $16.36. A lot of people would consider that affordable. Down 8% on the month. I don't know what's going on right now. 7%. Like, everything's just kind of tanking. But this one was one that's I never expected Outfront Media to be doing the best for me in 2022. If you would have asked me when I got it in like 2020, never would have expected it. Because I started taking super risks. We're going to talk about the next one. I started taking super risks on stocks like Beyond Meat. I actually took advice from a friend, which that was like the first mistake. I got into a stock because someone brought it to my attention. And I'm willing to accept that as an investor. Like, that was my mistake. It wasn't something that I was really into, but, you know, someone made it sound interesting to me. So I started looking into it, and it started making sense. Like, I'm like, ah. You know, what this person was telling me, this kind of makes sense. Where was that in the pandemic? But now, these hit pieces are crazy. It's always the Wall Street and the New York Times. Let's see. These hit pieces are wild. Yeah, down 79%. Yeah, Beyond Meat. Definitely was a heartbreaker for me. But I'm still holding because they still have deals on the table. And we just need to find a way to... They just need to continue doing their partnerships. Like, they got the little veggie spot. Like, I think that they can make a good turnaround. I really do truly believe that they can make a good turnaround, and that's why I'm going to stick it through. Until they drop the deal that they have, the big deal that they have with like Taco Bell, McDonald's, until they drop that, I still believe in them. But yeah, this is currently trading at $11.46. Very affordable. year to date down 82%. So you can see the difference that one of my best performers was down 40%. One of my worst performers. Is this my worst? We'll talk about another one. Oh, yes. One of my worst performers down 80%. So that's pretty much goes to show you how far the stretch was on certain, you know, if you take a higher risk. I took a risk based on a deal that was presented to me, and I said, oh, this makes sense at this price. Okay, that makes sense. The deals that they have at the table, potential. I'm always looking future. I didn't expect the inflation. I did expect inflation not to to continue going up, but I didn't know it was really gonna happen. You know, sometimes I just be talking on it. You know, like, yeah, it's gonna happen. They're gonna have no control over it. And then, they really got no control over it. That's where we at right now. Like, what's the inflation number right now? Okay, and in November, 7.1%. That's probably not including food. Not including food. Man, the thing's probably at like, it's probably really at like a 15% right now. Has to be. Allegedly. They say it's going down. Inflation's going down. We got 0.6% of inflation going down. Everybody, we just had Christmas. Unless it was a shitty Christmas for everybody. Current inflation rate, 7% according to the guys. So I feel like that's definitely impacting Beyond Meat. They were having some issues also with... Sorry, I'm going to have me one of these. They were also having issues with just the taste on a lot of their products. Maybe we should do a review. Y'all let me know. They got the Panda Express up the street. I haven't tried the Beyond Meat product that they have there, but I've seen it. It's like chicken. Yeah, there's something going down in the stocks right now. Shorts is coming up big right now. Yeah, so Beyond Meat, man, I'm holding. Do your research. I actually need to start dollar cost averaging. Very smart thing to do when you're down. We gotta find a bottom though. We might continue to go down because of interest rates. If inflation bounces back up. We got to see. We got to wait for the Fed to make a move. These are all kind of important things. It's boring to a lot of people, but it's stuff that impacts you. When stuff is raising 10 to 15%, that's being taken out of your pocket. I mean, probably more by the time you get down to the tax. Like, everything's raising. The cost of you to get to the store is raising. The cost of goods in the store are raising. Literally. So it does impact everybody. And I think if you can get some meat that's cheaper than what a Beyond Meat product is at the store, like, why would you even reach for a Beyond Meat product? So they need to do some better marketing, man. And connecting with more vegan spots. Like, they need to be in the streets. They need to get out of the commercial wave. Nah, stay in the commercial wave, a low key on the back end. But get out there and hit the streets. They did the deal with Slutty Vegan. That was huge. They gotta figure this out. I think they'll figure this out. Got the venture with Pepsi. Like, I think that they'll figure this out. How can they not figure this out? They need like a restaurant. Plant-based, like some natural stuff, like. They probably should have popped it off like that. They got good deals in play. So we'll see. Mostly, I believe in them. Maybe I gotta start doing some reviews. Y'all let me know if y'all want me to start doing some reviews. You can just let me know. I'll start doing a couple products. We'll see what it come out like. I've had the meatballs once, and let's just say I wasn't impressed with it as being like... The first day was cool, but like, I like to prepackage a lot of my stuff. So like, the following day, like, it just wasn't the same. Like, when you heated it up, I don't know how to explain it. But yes, I still believe in Beyond Meat. Let's see. This is another one that now I'm like, I really thought that Joe Bredgren and them was really going to get something done on this end. And I just come to realize that they wasn't as part of the campaign for them to legalize federally, but I don't even want to say it, but I don't think they're going to get that job done. I invested in Canopy Grove Corp to capitalize on that, which one day it may become federally legal. One day. Let's see, year to date, down 76%. This is my second worst. Down 76%. Currently trading at $2.20. Ticker symbol CGC. Very affordable. Yeah, they're based in Canada though. So, and they're backed by a very big company that I think will end up, if they can't rump something up in the next 4 years, Constellation Brands is going to take over. It's going to be like a stock takeover. For those of y'all who don't know, Constellation Brands is a Fortune 500 company in beer, wine, and spirits. So, yeah, this is, I think that's like the worst case that's going to happen for Canopy, and that's why I'm staying. I am staying in. I'm actually about to start making my own products. Y'all going to see. So, what you going to do? All right. So, yeah. I don't want to talk too much about this. I don't know, like, what I'm allowed to say here on YouTube about Canopy Grove, but I don't know. I just don't want to. It's a cannabis company. World largest cannabis company based on the value of all shares and market cap. That's a wild statement. Super specific. But yeah, you could do your own research on Canopy Grove. Can't talk too much about it on here. But yes, I invested in them. I'm going to continue investing in them because, like I said, one day it will be federally legal. And I think Canopy Grove will understand soon that they need to just create brands, like their own brands. And they had it with Seth Rogen and they let him go. I don't know why they let Seth Rogen go. They should have did some type of distribution partnership type of deal with Seth Rogen. Let's see. He has like accessories, houseplant. This dude's inspiring. Maybe we over 21. Y'all over 21, right? Find my podcast, people, we're on houseplant.com. Houseplant.com. This is Seth Rogen's website. Oh, you can get it delivered? Oh. My bad, y'all. Got excited for a second. I want to look at the accessories. These are cool packaging, though. We got an Etsy shop. Yes, they had houseplant under their brand. Let's see. I'm addicted to these sour rums in here right now. Pause. Yes, anybody over 21, right? What was this? Homeboy selling music? This dude's killing it. This is cool. Pebble Matte Stripe. That's interesting. Yeah, man. This is where they messed up. They let this brand go. Cool brand right here. $360. Hey, that's for like an ashtray holder. He's selling record players with the music. He's selling a whole vibe. Candle holders. Yeah, he's selling a whole vibe. I don't really like how the website's laid out though. That's cool. You got lighters too. This is Seth Rogen's cannabis website. I'm completely off topic. But I was just trying to show y'all the brand that Canopy Growth let go. That's who they let go. I think that was a perfect person for them to have under their belt. So once they realize that, I don't know when that realization will come. I think once they get more brands out there, or maybe start within their own brands, like cultivate their own brands, who knows? Canopy, if you need me, holla. Yeah, so another one that is holding up pretty well, Born as Hell. Apple stock. Apple stock is down 30% year to date. That's real good. But it's still on a downtrend when you look at it on the map. So it's like they're gonna announce the recession, man. They're talking about it. German businesses expect only a mild recession as disruptions ease. World economy is headed for a recession in 2023. Some people hate talking about this stuff, but this is the most important stuff you got to talk about. Sugar binge today. Alright. Oh, it's not one of those. Gotta pay to read, huh? Gotta pay to read, huh? Disgusting. I get it, but come on. Just give me mad ads. How to prepare for recession. Americans are losing faith. Hell yeah, man. Y'all let me know. Y'all losing faith? And I'm not saying, like, losing faith in the fact that, like, we can be overtaken, but things aren't fair. Things aren't equal. Things are weird. There's agendas being pushed that isn't good for our culture. They made a bunch of people, millions of people, sign up for student loan forgiveness to be halted. And then a $1.7 trillion bill passed. So, we'll see. We already went over the live, my last live. We did the, pretty much broke down the $1.7 trillion bill that they were trying to, you know, not at the whole thing, it was 4,000 pages. But we did a brief breakdown of that. So recession fears are in. And of course, you know, I got to close it out by talking about Bitcoin. Long term. This is a good one. MicroStrategy acquires 3.2K Bitcoin, sells Bitcoin at a loss. Oh, how did... Y'all reading that correctly, right? Sells 704 Bitcoin at a loss. So did she sell and buy? Okay, so acquired 2.4K Bitcoin at an average price of 17.9K per Bitcoin from November 1st to December 21. Okay, they also sold on December. So they pumped it a little bit. They jumped in it real quick. Because they sold on December. Average price of 16 point. Okay, so that was down December 22nd. They took some losses. They took these losses for the company. Probably. Yeah. Oh, look at that. MicroStrategy plans to carry back capital loss from its... from this transaction against previous capital gains. Business moves. Like, this is the stuff that people don't be realizing. So, this is actually, I mean, in my eyes, this is a little bit bullish. Because it's clear that they're doing the move for capital gains. If not, they would have took the whole thing out. They took out a portion so they can claim it against their taxes. That's how these people pay no taxes. And y'all still just can't figure it out. Come on now. Do your research. Okay. Firm acquired 810 Bitcoin for 13 million cash at an average price of 60.K. Okay. Listen, they up in the billions. At an average price of 30K and they keep buying. I mean, he got an average down as well too. So, I know he's trying to get that number down so when everything pop back up. Because it's showing some resistance, but it's going to be interesting to see if they end up going back down, maybe to 13, 10K. I'll be super happy to see Bitcoin down at that price. Super happy. Actually looking into some other different ways to store it, different wallets and stuff like that. Y'all hit me up in the comments if y'all know anything about the wallets for sure. Hey, we got to share the information. So, I mean, Bitcoin is on a, still down, but let's see. $625? Let's look at the big chart. If it ever loads. All right, it's loading, but currently Bitcoin is at 16,625 for a coin. 16 is kind of like a resistance. You see this range into the side? It's amazing. Beautiful to see. Do your own research, y'all. I appreciate everybody for watching. I'll be back tomorrow. Shout out to Chewy.